Talk Live. You bring up anything you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. You can go and actually you can create the content of the site, the stuff you see on the front page as you scroll down, created by listeners like you. You find something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. At that point, it appears on the upcoming stories page on the site, and then it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site, where it'll be seen by more people, including the hosts of the show. So you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. In fact, I forgot to mention the gun buyback article that we started the show out with was submitted to the website by Deslock Darkstar. So thank you for thank you to everybody for submitting great content and then voting it up or voting it down as you see fit at freetalklive.com. We were talking about the Chicago moms, suburb of Chicago, these moms standing up to the police. And the power company, the city of Naperville has demanded that everyone allow these power installers into their homes to install these new smart meters, as they are called. Some people have some concerns about the smart meters. One concern is the radiation that is emitted by wireless smart meters, the RF. They call it the pulsed radio frequency radiation. Privacy concerns focus upon the collections from the Wikipedia piece of detailed energy data from customers, the accessibility of said data through the utility and possibly at the site of the meter, as well as the potential for sharing of this energy data without the knowledge or desire of the customers. And these concerns also include the idea that this stuff's being transmitted wirelessly. So presumably anybody with a packet sniffer would be able to come around and find out about your power usage habits.
One thing's for sure, I do not trust the government's security when it comes to, you know, securing my power meter. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that concerned, but people don't need that information.
After receiving numerous complaints about health, hacking, and privacy concerns with the wireless digital devices, the Public Utility Commission of Maine voted to allow customers to opt out of the meter charge, or rather change, at a cost of $12 per month. In Connecticut, another U.S. state to consider smart metering recently, regulators declined a request by the state's largest utility, Connecticut Light and Power, to install 1.2 million of the devices, arguing the potential savings in electric bills do not justify the cost. CL&P already offers its customers time-based rates, and the state's attorney general was quoted saying the proposal would cause customers to spend upwards of $500 million on meters and get few benefits in return, a claim that the power company has disputed. So in that case, you've actually got the government arguing with the power company, mm-hmm. saying, we don't really think this is worth it. In the other case, in Illinois, you've got the government working with the power company to force the meters on people.
This really is just an issue of choice. I mean, if people want,
or the lack of choice.
Being forced.
That's what monopolies are about. I mean, the government essentially claims a monopoly on the distribution of electricity, assigns that monopoly to an electric company because God knows we'd probably all die in a fire if the government was in charge of delivering electricity to us, and they, you know, you don't have the option of picking your power company. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? So it's supplier. I don't know how it exactly works, but yeah, we here in New Hampshire, we have a choice of power companies. We can pick, and this is new.
This just happened within the last year, I think.
Yeah, and they're not going to be shoving smart meters down our throats as a result.
Have you heard anything about smart meters in New Hampshire, Nemi?
Not in New Hampshire. Vermont has been really where I've been hearing stuff, and it's mostly pro-propaganda on the part of Connecticut Light and Power, but it's Northeast.
They supply Vermont as well.
Northeast Utilities. It's all under the umbrella. PSNH is part of Northeast Utilities.
I see.
Connecticut Light and Power, and I forget the name of the company that handles Vermont as well.
So they're all related.
They're all related.
Those companies
under Northeast Utilities.
They just changed their name for the state the way they sound.
That may not be the current version of it. Northeast Utilities. It may be
interesting.
A new name.
New England really isn't that big. If it was a state, wouldn't be that big of a state.
Hmm. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So if you've got some comments on the smart meter, certainly would love to hear from you. Maybe there's some more that you've heard that, you know, we haven't. I can't say I've done much research on it at all. I just heard about these moms standing up to it, and I thought that was pretty important.
Absolutely. I would agree. As someone in chat, the Free Talk Live chat, posted an article for a Houston woman who used a gun to stop a worker from installing a smart meter at her home.
Wow. She sounds pretty serious.
This was in July of last year. She didn't want the new electric meter. When a worker showed up at her Northwest Harris County home to install one, she grabbed her gun. "He kept pushing me away," she said. "He was licensed to carry a weapon." He said he saw it and went back the other way, which is the way it's supposed to go when you have a weapon, right? CenterPoint Energy has nearly completed installing more than 2 million smart meters in the Harris County, Houston area. But this woman says she shouldn't be forced to get one. The smart meters digitally count kilowatts and wirelessly transmit information. She says, "Our Constitution allows us to not have that kind of intrusion on our personal privacy," she said. "They'll be able to tell if you're running your computer, air conditioner, whatever it is. I'm very upset with it." The Public Utilities Commission is now considering allowing homeowners to have the smart meters removed. Meanwhile, these folks have formed a group called We the People, asking for hearings that could change
how many groups are there
when
that are
and where smart meters are placed. For now, they get to keep their old meter, but that might not last for long, despite the warning signs they've posted at their home.
You know, I'm glad that it's something that has upset these people to get them active. I'm sorry it took them this long with all the government encroachments on people's so-called private property, all the zoning arrangements and various different local ordinances and restrictions. Finally, it was the smart meter, apparently, that was the line in the sand for some people. In the case, by the way, in the Blaze story from theblaze.com, Jennifer Stahl was mentioned in the previous story. She was at a friend's house when she received the call from her husband that the utility workers had arrived. She was home within 15 minutes and saw they were at her neighbor's house. Her neighbors weren't home, but they had signs stating they did not permit the new meter to be installed. Stahl said she waited on her porch for the workers to arrive at her house, and when they did, she refused them access to her backyard through the locked gate. Her police, including the police supervisor, were called. Stahl said the sergeant explained that workers had authorization to access the meter, but Stahl stood her ground, saying she didn't approve of it. The sergeant continued to try and convince Stahl to comply and said if she didn't, he'd arrest her. "The city has always had and maintains the right to access our equipment, and today we are simply exercising that right," according to city manager Doug Krieger. The lock on Stahl's fence was cut, and when Stahl wouldn't step away from the meter, she was led away by an officer, cuffed, and waited for a marked squad car to arrive to take her to the department. When asked why she was being arrested, she was told it was for interfering with a police officer. And she said that she was asked, did she think it would ever come to this? And she said it had occurred to me, explaining that she previously had considered how far she would go to maintain her stance. She said, "I did not put my name on a federal lawsuit to stand down now," she continued. And the group Naperville Smart Meter Access, or excuse me, Smart Meter Awareness, has filed a suit for which there are currently motions to dismiss, as well as to grant temporary restraining orders for those residents that are refusing the meters. They've got slogans.
They're pretty serious
t-shirts.
About this, America. They're willing to put you in jail over a new power meter.
Yep. That's right.
I mean, I guess you don't get to decide who comes on your property, who messes with your electric lines. I mean, you know.
The argument could be made, if you don't want these people on your property, you don't need to do business with the utility.
Right. Well,
how realistic is that?
It doesn't sound like they didn't give this lady the opportunity to have the power meter removed from her house.
Well, that's true.
They just took her to jail.
Now, when I was a kid, Mark, you probably remember this. Do you remember renting the phone from the phone company?
Oh, wow.
My mom worked for the phone company, and
so they still do that, by the way.
Do they really?
Like, for old people that don't know that you can go and get a phone from Walmart, they'll still charge them $7 a month or whatever.
Yeah, we paid rent, and what we paid rent for, ultimately, I believe, was the color on the phone. Hmm. So we had a green phone, not a black phone, but it was the phone company's phone.
Oh, right.
So when we ended, if we ended our relationship with the phone company, they needed the phone back.
Right.
So, is it the same thing?
Yes. That meter is not yours.
So, by entering into a contract with this power company, you are giving them permission to
They have
get
permission
cops.
To come read the meter, but that, you know, you should have the opportunity to have it pulled out. The cop, did not give her that opportunity by the sounds of it.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, but can you pull out a meter if you don't have any power to hook up to it? You don't have a generator or something like that? It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Would you refuse the smart meters? Thus far in Naperville.
Naperville. For God's sake, it's Naperville.
It is Naperville.
Naperville. Well, have I mispronounced it every time I've said it?
Almost.
I haven't heard
Which
him say
okay.
it right.
Which is okay. I'm not getting all bent out of shape about it like Mark is, but apparently it's really wrecking his evening.
Okay. So, when you have one consonant between two vowels, generally the first vowel is long. When you have two consonants, generally it's short. Naperville would be spelled N-A-P-P-E-R-V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
However, Naperville is spelled N-A-P-E-R-V-I-L-L-E.
Naperville.
God, I can't believe I could spell that in my head.
Gotcha. So, Naperville has apparently 57,000 homes that have complied with this smart meter install. And
it's going to be very few people that will stand up in these circumstances.
According to the numbers, that 57,000 is 99% of the homes in Naperville.
Naperville. Well, Naperville is also a suburb of Chicago, so I'd be interested to know how many of the suburbs, the other suburbs in this area, like Aurora, if they are being forced as well, and how many people are complying in the area, and if this is actually happening in downtown Chicago. Because these are single family homes that you're talking about, Ian, from the looks of the pictures.
Yeah.
If I'm understanding correctly.
I think you're right about that. There's a small group of people. They've made T-shirts. They've got signs. Take back your power. Say no to smart meters. And apparently most people have said yes, because 99% of them, they're saying...
Well, they're taking people to jail for it, no doubt.
They're saying they're going to be at 100% by the end of the week. And just wondering, you know, is this an issue for you? Is this one of the, you know, the issues that makes you fume or excites you? 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think there's really much else to discuss about this. It's happening, and it doesn't seem like there's much you can do to stop it. If it comes to your neighborhood, they'll throw your butt in the clink.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can go off the grid.
That was the point. Thank you for bringing that back around, because that was the point you were making before we went to break, Mark, that that these people should have the option to just disconnect the power entirely instead of take the smart meter.
Should have the option of is I think they should have the option of different power companies, and a monopoly shouldn't be assigned. However, what it didn't sound like this, and this lady was in Texas that was arrested, is that right?
Illinois.
Or was that a Naperville lady?
Naperville.
Okay, I was a little confused.
One of two.
Okay, so she was arrested, and it didn't sound like she was given the option to have her power disconnected. It sounded like she was going to have a smart meter installed in her home, whether she liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. I mean, you know, at the very least, she should be given the option of, you know, disconnecting and figuring out something on her own.
But the problem is, there are government regulations that are written to prevent you from figuring out things on your own. Remember, Mark, you were looking at building a home in Keene at one time, and apparently there's some regulation that says you have to hook up to the city water supply. You can't just have yourself a well. You have to hook up to their supply.
I'm not sure about the water, but I know it was the sewer or something.
Whatever it was. You had told me it was something like that, that you couldn't, basically you couldn't have a well in Keene because they forced you to hook up to
the
city services.
Yeah.
And because you were looking into being off the grid and that sort of thing, and as a result, you decided to not buy...
It wasn't that I was off the grid. It was that the services stopped, like, you know, 100 feet down the road, and they wanted me to pay to extend their services.
Right. That's right.
So that was problematic, but that was because of a regulation that requires all new home construction to hook up to their grid. And similarly, you probably find things like that in Chicago as well, where there are regulations that are going to say you can't have your own power supply. You can't bring a nuclear power plant in here. You can't just go ahead and create your own power. Yeah, you can have a backup generator, but that's not going to be particularly those things aren't really designed to run forever. You know?
No, and plus it's going to create a lot of noise, and your neighbor's not going to like it.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. So really, there are no other options.
You can have solar panels, but it depends.
You can't run a whole house usually off of solar panels.
It would be a lot of panels, and you might not be able to construct them. Certainly not in your front yard.
Without regular.
Probably not in your backyard.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could put a couple panels up on the roof in an urbanized area or a suburban area like this, but they're certainly not going to allow you to have a whole grid of them in the backyard.
Yeah.
So that's going to warm the water for your hot tub or, you know, for a warm tub or something like that. I mean, that's about it.
If you can put up solar panels, you can only do it at their pleasure because they'll decide whether or not you can put them up at all.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Saying no to the power meter is not even an option.
I hear
you. You got no other options.
I hear you.
So 855-453. But that's not the only meter-related news we have for you. NEMI has something else. It's a bit of a different meter thing. Parking meters.
Parking meters. Sacramento's parking ticket revenue drops as more feed the meter. Parking tickets are causing big problems for the Sacramento's bottom line, but the problem isn't with people breaking the law, it's with the people who aren't. I do everything I can to avoid them, said one woman. It's definitely a deterrent, and I did learn my lesson, one man said. City of Sacramento is saying it appears parking violators are learning their lesson. Fines generated from parking tickets are dropping dramatically this year. A parking services manager said he anticipated generating more than $10 million in fines for from people whose time expired, those that failed to feed the meter, or those that parked illegally. However, parking officers are now having a harder time finding people to ticket, and it's creating a $1.2 million deficit in the city's budget. If you compare this to 2009, that's about a 15% decrease overall, said so Chan.
They would have you believe that they hand out these fines in order to, you know, properly maintain order in the area of parking.
To churn the spaces.
Oh, I was told by one of the parking people in Keene that fines actually pay for the flowers that go in the mulch and the
Because it certainly, doesn't pay the tickets of the people that hand out the, or the paychecks of the people that hand out the fines.
No, because they run in the red.
That's been in the red every year that I've lived in Keene.
That's true. So anyway, I don't know how true it is, but she said, so what? Where does the money actually go? She said, oh, you buy the flowers and the mulch and you make downtown
pretty.
Right,
so we could totally abolish the parking program and have a voluntary contribution for flowers.
Right.
I'm sure Achille Agway, the local flower supplier, would be happy to help with that.
Yeah, I think so. So steeper fines here in Sacramento might be part of the problem. Since 2009, cost of an average ticket has risen 42% due
since
to increases.
Since 2009?
Correct.
Wow.
Since 2009, the cost of an average ticket has risen 42% due to increases in state fees. That may have people thinking twice about breaking the law.
So there's a fee on top of the local ticket. So you get in Sacramento, yeah. California, when you get your ticket, let's say it's $20, there's a X amount of dollar fee that's tacked on to the ticket from the state.
Because this is California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to find your money somewhere, Ian.
Apparently they don't need to find it in New Hampshire because the money all goes to the city here in Keene.
Right. The city has also made it easier to feed the meter, with most accepting more than just quarters and some even taking credit cards now. Yeah, so make it easier. Now, I've got to tell you, driving up Main Street in Keene today, I saw the parking enforcement van, and it parked out, and I said, oh, gosh, you know, I wish I knew somebody. And wouldn't you know, Garrett was already out there following her around, videotaping. She looked a little flustered, the meter maid lady.
They are sticking it to those bureaucrats, the parking meter bureaucrats, big time in Keene. We were talking about this last night in detail on the program, and they are serious about it. They're going out every single day, Nemi.
I think it's great.
James Cleveland, who is really kind of heading the program up, has created these, and I don't know what he calls them, but they're little packs, basically. You can go to the Keene Activity Center, and you can pick up for $2. You get a roll of nickels. You get a bunch of the cards, Robin Hooding cards.
That's
ready.
Great.
You can keep it in your car.
That's great. I've got all sorts of don't take the plea, but that sounds awesome. I'll have to check that out.
So, 855, 450 free. More about the meter situation in Sacramento here in moments, because people are doing what they were supposed to do. They're obeying the meters, and the city's upset. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's, again, the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And speaking of SACL CAI, tell me about that, Mark.
Well, they sponsor the phone lines, for one. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. It's SACL CAI.
Talking about meters tonight, we had the smart meter discussion a few moments ago. Parking meters are in the news in Sacramento. Now, just by coincidence, we happened to talk about parking meters quite a bit last night on Free Talk Live due to the tremendous success and ongoing success of the Robin Hood activism happening here. In fact, I know Robin Hood has actually called in. We're going to go to that call here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and we'll continue the story out of Sacramento.
Wonderful.
As well, because there's a little bit more to that, I think, that needs to be said. There's some pretty ridiculous things happening out there. Let's go to Robin Hood calling from, I believe, are you in Keene, Robin Hood, tonight?
Yeah, I'm in Keene.
Excellent.
To 94.3.
Fantastic. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just going to call in and, you know, talk about, I guess, how ridiculous the parking situation is and the enforcement.
Sure.
There's a report done by the parking department, and they actually agree with me. Here's a quote from that report. Existing parking supply is adequate based upon current parking demand. While some high-demand areas on street peak out at over 90% during seasonal high-demand periods, there remains sufficient parking available in nearby lots and side streets. So to me, the whole thing, like, they're going to go out and enforce and write tickets, it's all about the revenue. They want to go out and, you know, generate money for themselves and fund their jobs. It's not based on parking at all.
Beg pardon.
It's completely ridiculous, you know.
This is for Keene?
That's right.
This is, they're saying parking is adequate in Keene? Are you kidding me?
Well, according to them, that same report, they say on-street parking averages around 60%. You know, I don't know how they collected these figures, but
that's my question, is if you actually work downtown or live downtown, you know that that's bogus.
Well, there's times a day that it's that's wide open, but there's other times a day that you can't find a parking space to save your life. And I got to say, Robin Hood, I expected an English accent.
But and tights too. Tights as well. Yeah, parking in Keene. It asking me personally, living here, I think it's been a catastrophe long term for both the college and the city. We've just had a historic abandoned theater torn down, turned into, I believe it was 20 parking spaces downtown. And there was much lamenting to be had that we had lost this historic theater. But, oh, my goodness, we have 20 parking spaces. Thank gosh.
Yeah, and that's a good point. The department for fiscal year 2013, they're requesting $2.7 million to spend on parking. And the old middle school just sold for $450,000. But I don't know. Like, I think they could solve the parking issue with $2.7 million.
I mean, by building a couple garages.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, historically.
Than going out and ticketing people.
Yeah. Historically speaking, I mean, the Winter Street lot, and I know we're talking locally here, very local. Winter Street lot was a hard fight to even get that parking structure in this town. Keene is parking lots. That's it. We don't have any parking garages. No real.
There's a parking garage.
The one that's used by the city, by the middle
garage.
School, is
Anyway, none of this matters to anyone listening. So, none of this really matters to anyone listening. So, I don't think it really matters to get into minutia about this. Can you tell us more that would be relevant to somebody listening that's not from around here?
Yeah, one thing I find interesting. There's really two classes of citizens. I mean, there's people that have to pay the meters, and there's people that don't. City employees, government vehicles, people that have the handicap sticker. None of those folks have to pay the meters.
Now, these are city employees' personal cars?
Yes, correct.
Can you believe that? And city employees' personal cars. They
just
don't
get
have
a
to
permit.
Pay.
They just got a permit. Yeah, the same permit you need to buy if you live downtown.
Yeah, they have a little sticker that they put on their mirror. And I've seen them write handwritten notes like, I'm a city employee, don't write me a ticket.
Really? Because I'm going to try that next time.
They might
get
you for fraud.
Yeah, I don't need the sticker, though, but I guess... Oh, well.
They could go after you for fraud on that one.
Day, you know?
Well, I think, you know, it's been great, James, and people can go to freekeen.com. You haven't posted the introduction video yet, correct?
No, I guess I will probably post that up shortly.
If you could do that, that'd be great. I thought it was fantastic. James is not only is he Robin Hood, but he's also a pretty good video editor from what I've seen. He used some clips from Robin Hood, the Disney animated film, and mixed them in with clips from the reality of Robin
nice.
Hooding downtown Keene, and made kind of an introduction as to what this is all about. And he does it in less than 2 minutes, and I think it's really well done. He did put it up on the Robin Hood page. If you go to robinhood.freekeene.com, you can see the video there. But I think you should also post it just to the blog as a regular blog post.
All right, we'll do.
And, James, do you think people should you know, try emulating this where they live?
Oh, definitely. It's been, I don't know, I've had great positive interactions with the general populace. You know, it's something that's affordable. You can just get a handful of change and go out and, I guess, ruin the parking enforcer's day, you know.
Well, you know, what goes around comes around. How many days have they ruined? How many people
exactly.
who've enjoyed a day out shopping in a downtown and, you know, any town USA have had their day just crapped on by the fact that they came back to their car and found some litter, this orange ticket or whatever color it is in your town, where they just leave that on your car windshield and just that'll really just sink your day when that happens.
Yeah, and I was talking to a gentleman. He loaned his car out. He got a ticket. His friend hid the ticket or, I guess, destroyed it. And then his car got towed, and he lost his job because he couldn't get to his job.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there are real consequences.
Absolutely. And even still,
I mean,
if you're for a car that you have borrowed, if you get a ticket, you cannot contest it. The person who owns the car has to contest
That's right.
it.
It doesn't
matter if it was in your name.
Right. So it's a really stupid situation. If you loan a car out and get a ticket, so if you're the person who borrowed the car, you can't contest it. If you're the person who lent the car, how do you contest it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know any of this information is
right.
true or not. So you just basically have to, you know, they just
it
want you to pay
legal.
The $5.
That can't be. Legal.
Oh, it's their law.
I know that, but as far as, like, their laws are concerned, how can you charge someone with a crime they didn't commit?
An appeal costs $150 for a $5 ticket.
Right. So no one will bother.
Point, it's bad for the businesses downtown, too. I talked to a gentleman. He runs a barber shop. His clients have gotten tickets while they've come to see him. Maybe it took a little longer than they thought. And then they get a ticket. They don't want to come back. So it's bad for the businesses downtown.
I hope that at some point that can be totally ended in Keene, and it might make for an interesting political campaign as a campaign issue. And it could be something that could be brought maybe in front of the city council. As long as it's not Ian Freeman that brings it up, they might take it a little bit more seriously.
For one of your minions.
Well, yeah, that is a problem, too. People seem to think I'm in charge around here, and it's nonsense. I never told anybody to go out and do Robin Hooding. And, James, you moved to town. You got into the Robin Hooding thing.
Really
and,
took off with it.
Really took off with it, and it's been awesome watching it happen.
Yep.
And being a part of it as well. And I believe there are 5,000 more of the cards on order. We started with a batch of 1,000 of these little business cards with a picture of Robin Hood on the front, and on the back side it says, you've been saved from the King's Men or whatever, and it gives an address and some websites. But we've almost cranked through the first 1,000. We're about halfway through the first 1,000, so it's time to order some more.
Good.
So it's working out, and it's great. And thank you for the call, James, a.k.a. Robin Hood. Appreciate it. And, of course, James is our newest blogger at freekeen.com. He'll be posting his Robin Hooding videos. And this is going to continue, by the way. It's only getting better over time as more people get involved. And, again, thanks for the update tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good night.
Yep. 855, 450, free.
I'm just shocked that the city employees don't have to pay for the parking meters.
You're shocked?
I am. I'm really surprised at that. Really?
I'm
in your civilian vehicle? I mean, we're not talking about a city vehicle.
Yeah, they come to work at the city and they get a pass. It's good to be in the gang, Mark. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. And as you pointed out, Nemi, it's more evidence. It's two classes of men.
That's right.
So you can bring up whatever you want here. And the New Hampshire Constitution, in Article 10, says that there's not supposed to be two classes of men.
That's right.
But there pretty clearly is. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free. 453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can create the content on the site. You can view the webcams or, they're cams now because we've got 2 of them in here. And the second cam, which is pointed at Mark at the moment, is now also viewing our fancy new, what they call a step and repeat, with the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM logos in the background. It's thank you to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for making this new step and repeat possible. I'm pretty jazzed up about it. We're going to be bringing it to the Liberty Forum, so you'll be able to see it there and get your picture taken in front of it if you'd like. So go to freetalklive.com to enjoy all the features there. And if you want to help us with the AMP program, it's money that we take in from you, the listener, on a voluntary basis. $5 a month is the cost, and we invest it into Free Talk Live and LRN.FM and get liberty-minded program content out into more people's ears around the world. It's working, and we can do more if we have more AMP dollars. In fact, we're supposed to announce this new AMP drive thing, and I don't want to go off half-cocked on this. I've just got a bunch of stuff on my plate. I don't want to get any of the details wrong on this program, but I suppose it's worth a mention. There is a new design, a new T-shirt design coming
out. It's really, really neat.
I think it's pretty cool. And it's going to be for amplifiers of the show.
Yeah, it's specifically designed for amplifiers.
Right. And I need to talk to Johnson about when these things are going to be available. We don't have the details on that. I think we're going to shoot for Liberty Forum on this as far as actually delivery, you know, actually having them physically in reality and being able to give them to you. But I think the idea is that if we get Free Talk Live amplifiers on board at the platinum level, you'd be given a free Free Talk Live T-shirt. And
anybody else can pay for it.
Anybody else, any other amplifier will have the option to purchase the shirt. And we're going to be doing pre-ordering at some point, and I need to really work out all the details about this, but we'll have the picture of the shirt for you soon. You'll be able to see how cool it is.
It's cool.
Just prepare for that. So between now and the Liberty Forum, if you amp as a platinum amplifier, which you know is going way above and beyond the call of duty for an amplifier.
So I want to give him a T-shirt.
We'll give you a shirt to say thank you for that. So I hope I've gotten the details right on that. I've been all over the place here tonight. So 855-450-FREE, Sacramento. The parking meter situation is being revealed for what it's really about. You talk to the government bureaucrats, and I have, because I can't stand the parking meters, and I'm so glad that there's some pushback against them here in Keene. But you talk to the government bureaucrats, and they'll say to you, oh, well, the businesses want them. Because the businesses don't want you to just park out in front of their business all day and just sit there and take up a space when somebody else could be coming along who wants to, you know, go into that business. And that seems legitimate.
I imagine that's true. I mean, there was one time I went to a business and there wasn't any parking spaces in front of that business, so I parked just a little bit down. It was on a row of businesses, and apparently these businesses actually own the parking spaces that are out in front. There's no differentiation, no signs that said, this parking space is for this business or whatever on them. But I guess I parked in front of one business, and he's like, you know, he came out and told me, hey, that parking space is for people who are working, you know, coming here. I'm like, oh, okay. So I moved.
Right. So their excuse is that it helps the business owners, that the businesses want the city to have parking meters in there, even though we just had Robin Hood on the line who talked to a business owner who specifically told him that him and his customers hate it because it drives business away and it makes it so the customers don't want to come back because they've gotten tickets.
It has to have a detrimental effect. I mean, you know, if you're choosing between two diners, one's on a city street with parking, with metered parking, and the other one's off some place that has its own parking lot, and you don't happen to have any change, where are you going to go?
Exactly. And, you know, the
then you have good service there, so you're liable to go back and back and back. I mean, it can kill repeat business for, you know, some business.
So, but their excuse is it's for the businesses. They're just trying to help out. But we know what the real reason is, and now that Sacramento has had this news story that Nemi's been sharing with us, it's crystal clear what the real reason for parking meters are. Revenue.
Well, we've known that all along.
And the expansion of, well, but our listeners may not.
Right, true.
And so that's why this is interesting, because it's not just Free Talk Live speculating about parking meters. It's the actual news here is that parking meters are working in Sacramento for their ostensible purposes. The ostensible purpose for a parking meter is to keep, you know, people moving, move out, move in, move out, leave, so somebody else can come in. And they're doing that. People are paying the meters. They're leaving when they're supposed to leave. And, you know, they're being very obedient. They've been trained because they've raised the rates by 40% in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that it's worked. We've had success. People are being obedient, but now the city's complaining about it.
They don't have enough money.
Right. They liked it when you got parking tickets in Sacramento.
Surprise, surprise.
It makes them happy to give you a parking ticket because that's way more revenue. As James has pointed out, and I don't know what it is in Sacramento, but here in Keene, the tickets are pretty cheap in comparison to a lot of big cities. It's $5 for the parking ticket. But or is it 10 now? Did they raise it to 10?
$5.
No, it's 5.
Okay, it's 5.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the nickel that you put into said parking meter to buy 6 minutes worth of time is enough to save a person from that meter.
Sure.
So, or from the meter maid. So if the meter maid's walking around and one of Robin Hood's agents are walking in front of the meter maid, all they have to spend to rescue someone's car from a ticketing is 5 cents. That deprives the city of $4.95 of revenue, because otherwise they would have written a ticket and they would have gotten $5
or more. Because these tickets, you know, if you don't
or
pay
more.
It off in 10 days or whatever,
it goes to 10
from
and
5
20
to
and
75 pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly. But at the very minimum, you're talking about a huge difference in revenue. And so it only costs, you know, you spend a dollar in nickels, you spend 20 nickels, you save 20 people from getting a ticket, you've deprived the city of almost $100 in revenue.
They don't like that.
For the cost of $1. So it's a 100-to-1 ratio, basically, that you're affecting them. And hell no, they don't like that. And the city of Sacramento is admitting it. Is there more that you wanted to share from this?
No, not too much.
Okay.
We just have... the multi-million-dollar loss will have little impact on this general fund, this year's general fund, because the city will be able to make up the difference by using some money left over from last year's budget.
But now they're saying there's a $1-point-something-million deficit in the budget. They're going to make it up this year, but next year they're worried, right?
Right.
I mean, they're not sure what are we going to do? People are too compliant. They're paying for the meters. They're putting enough money in. They're leaving the spaces soon enough.
We'll have to raise some fees. We'll have to charge them extra for their, licensing, registration of cars.
Or just raise the meter rates,
just
right?
Raise the meter rates, too. We're going to absorb this somewhere.
Right. They have an expectation to get a certain amount of money from you suckers out there. And how dare you actually do what you're told? Basically, you being obedient in Sacramento has upset the city. So they don't like it either way, right? It's bad when people aren't paying the meters, and now it's bad when people are paying the meters because they're not making enough money. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. And this is the way it goes with speeding tickets, too. Why do you think the vast majority of places in the United States have police officers instead of some little box that gives you a ticket if you're going over the speed limit when you go past it? I mean, the fact is they want you to not get caught 999 times out of 1,000. They
so
want
you to get cocky and speed.
That one time when you happen to be going faster than, you know, fast past the police officer, wham, you're going to get it. If there's this box on your way to work every day, you're going to go the right speed past that box. You're going to, you know, I mean, in most cases, then everyone will find out, oh, my God, they keep the speed limits artificially low in order to generate revenue. This doesn't have anything to do with, well, keeping us safe. It has to do with emptying our wallets.
Yep. So there was a message that we got on Twitter today from somebody who's in Manchester that wants to help out with the Robin Hooding. I don't know what the, you know, if there are any ordinances against it in Manchester, I would be interested in learning. But, you know, I don't think you need to come all the way to Keene to do this. You should start doing it in Manchester is really what you should do. I mean, not that we're going to turn away assistance here, but really, I mean, we kind of got it covered here. We've got people going out every single day. I mean, no, it doesn't hurt.
Well, maybe they want to learn how to do it where they are.
That's a good point. Yeah, if you want to come learn the ropes, that's a good idea, because we certainly have plenty of experience with it here now. We've got radio communications going on. We've got multiple people on the street sometimes. But even one person can have an effect, especially in a smaller small town or a large town like Keene. You know, I don't know how much of an impact you're going to have in Sacramento, but one person can effectively nullify one parking meter enforcer in Keene, and at a lot of times, that's the only enforcer they've got on the streets, although there was one time they brought out three of them because there were a bunch of, you know, liberty activists on the streets that were counteracting them.
Sure, they sent out groups.
They're upset about this, and they're not sure what to do. I don't know if they can outlaw putting money in meters in New Hampshire or not, because there's this home rule thing that could be a factor that could get in the way there, where the cities are always complaining up here about how they can't make all the laws they want to because there's some sort of prohibition against certain laws from the state level. I don't know how all that works, but 855-453, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that ended up being proposed in Keene. I'm surprised we haven't seen that yet. Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.